my last Monday in this office.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh my God, the drives now, it's like, because it's about a half an hour drive for me to get here. And so every morning now, I'm just like, wait for this to be over.
I remember those days. Oh, I remember those days. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know what's in your future? Let me tell you what's in your future. Jammy pants.
Pants? Jammies. The end.
Or no pants at all.
Or no pants at all. Anyway, happy Monday, you guys. Quick note, a reminder about one of our favorite sponsors, and that's Acre Gold. Acre Gold offers you three different ways to lay away gold bars. Like if you can't afford to just like buy a gold bar at today's prices, now you have a way to do layover. So you either $50, $100, or $250 a month. And look at that. You can earn little 2.5 gram bars of gold. And then as you have paid your subscription fee for them, you get them in the mail and you can put them right into your safe.
Just lay it away. Just lay it away. Okay. Come on.
Just lay it away. It's lay it the right greatest. Away. It's the easiest way to invest in gold. Just another way to like add some diversity to your portfolio. So it's just great. And that's why we
just
love
it. Just hedge it.
Hedge it a little. So all you have to do, you guys, go to getacregold.com/checks and you can start investing in a really, really easy gold layaway program. Okay, tons of videos to show you. I know we've spent some time and people got all mad whenever we talk about Trump and DeSantis, like potentially being like
so much butt hurt, so much of the hurting butts. All the butts are sore and they're hurting. You guys need some salve. Everybody needs salve. Everybody.
Well, a lot of people, and you guys were right, a lot of people were like, this is totally made up. This is like a media created fight. And, you know, I probably don't give Trump enough credit. Like I probably tend to be more pessimistic about him as a person. And so what happened is, DeSantis has come out very strongly to say, I'm not playing these games. I'm not getting involved in a media created war with Trump. Trump and I are friends. Everything is fine. And so because DeSantis said that, now Trump went on the Hannity show and basically said similar things. So I have that video clip to play you.
I get along great with Ron. Ron was very good on the Mueller hoax. He was right up front along with Jim Jordan and all of the rest of them. They were fantastic. The Republicans really stuck together and it was a great thing. And Ron was one of them and Ron wanted to run and I endorsed him and that helped him greatly. And he went on and he's done a really terrific job in Florida. And I think, you know, Ron has been very good. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. It's totally fake news. I think Ron said last week, he said it very publicly. He says, the press is never going to get in the middle of my friendship with Donald Trump. We're not going to do that stuff. And he said it very strongly. I thought it was very interesting, actually, and very nice. But he said that, and I agree with him on that 100%. Now, I have a very good relationship with Ron and intend to have it for a long time.
There it is, straight from the horse's mouth.
Let's
see how long this lasts, because I want this. I like it. You know how I like it when everybody gets along. I like it.
You know what? The press can F off. They can just, you know, this is how I feel, the press. Because this is the thing. Because we spent time talking about this last week. And it's because of the stupid press. It's the press, y'all. This is what they do. So, I have faith in people. I honestly, in the right people. But I have faith in people. And I really think that they actually get along. Who knows what's going to happen in 2024? Who knows?
It is a bit of a mystery. By the way, you guys have noticed there is no more DeSantis and no more Robbie. They've come home. They've come home to mama.
They're in Mock's bedroom, and much to the dismay of her husband.
Speaking of dismay to my husband, did you see my name today?
Yes, I did.
Oh, he would be so mad.
So much. I'm texting him right after
this. Don't tell him.
Oh, I'm telling him. You guys, we should all tell him. Don't listen to Mock. We're all telling him. Oh my God, we're telling him. Are you kidding?
He would be so mad. But yeah, I couldn't think of anything else today, so I just went with it. Okay, you guys, speaking of Florida, Yeah. So Jen Psaki had her, you know, her presser on Friday. And I want you to listen to what she said about Florida, because it's so infuriating that no one pushed back on her that I'm just like in a huge purple rage about it. Look at this.
Continuing to exert pressure anywhere that hasn't. So in terms of an example would be Florida, where they have done little to distribute money, to little to no steps to distribute money to state across the state into school districts. Now, part of it is you have to write a plan for how you're going to keep schools open to get the third tranche of money. And some have been delayed in that. But right now, that's an example of a state that could do more.
Yeah, they could do so much more. Wow. So I love how she singles Florida out. She's like, Florida sucks. Florida, they're just doing everything wrong in Florida. Florida, Florida, Florida.
But the point is, she's saying Florida didn't do the things that they needed to do. They didn't need to spend the money to keep schools open without recognizing that Florida schools are open. So yeah. For her to say that, like for her to be like, I can't believe Florida isn't taking federal money to keep schools open. They're freaking open. And nobody pushed back. Like none of the reporters were like, well, that's because they are open. They have been open.
Exactly. But they love picking on Florida. They just love it because it just it chaps her ass that he's doing so well in Florida, right? Doesn't it? That Florida's doing so well, that everybody flocks to Florida to go be free. You know? I mean, doesn't it just, it just makes her so mad. Did you hear me right before you started the video, did you hear me start singing
Purple Rage? I love it.
I'm sorry.
By the way, speaking of Psaki, she got a lot of crap this weekend on the social media because of something. This is how tone deaf she is. Anyway, she's answering a question about how people should react to their rage and their anger and their sadness over voting rights not passing. So that is what you're about to see, is her recommendations for how to process your emotions. Okay, here we go.
I miss everyone out there who's frustrated, sad, angry, pissed off, feel those emotions, go to a kickboxing class, have a margarita, do whatever you need to do this weekend, and then wake up on Monday morning, we got to keep fighting. And what that means, Lindsay, is we have to keep talking to members about federal legislation.
What she said, wake up Monday morning, what did she say?
And keep fighting. She said, keep fighting.
Okay.
But the reason that she's getting so much flack is because everyone is like, you can't just tell people to go and drink their emotions away and take a kickboxing class when a whole bunch of people, because of your policies, can't afford to take a nice fancy gym class, and you shouldn't be recommending alcohol. Hello?
Right. Or they got to show a vax card to get into those places to get a margarita. It's like, right. And it's like, who can afford to do some of these things right now? Like, who can go join these places or go do these things or pay the gas money to go drive to a kickboxing place? Like, screw you. I mean, these people, I swear, kickboxing class. It's nice that you can go take a kickboxing class at your fancy little gym, Jan.
God. So tone deaf.
It is extremely... extremely toned up. She, you know, I'd like to actually see her though, like in kickboxing class, and then I take that back. I don't want to see that. But you know, that's probably what she does. Is she goes to her little kickboxing class with her little like personal trainer, and then she goes and has margaritas with all her on our dime.
Well, you know, it's bad when you've lost Susan Sarandon, because Susan Sarandon retweeted her and said, right now, more than half of Americans would be unable to afford a $1,000 emergency. Margaritas and kickboxing this weekend are not the answer.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow. The fact that she's pointing that out is that's crazy. Yeah. That is pretty crazy. Well, way to go, Susan Sarandon.
And there were tons of other people that were calling her out, but like, I noticed that one because I was like, wow, that's
Susan Sarandon. Yeah.
I mean, that is something. All right. I also wanted to share with you the latest from Dr. Rochelle Walensky, because as we've been predicting, and by the way, this used to be something you could get kicked off of Twitter for saying, like back in October, as early as October, you could get kicked off by suggesting that if you are not boosted, you will be considered unvaccinated. So that used to be fake news and misinformation and worthy of getting you kicked off social media.
I can't keep track.
I know. But of course, now, because conservatives typically predict everything about this virus that's going to happen, here is what Walensky is now saying.
And what we really are working to do is pivot the language to make sure that everybody is as up to date with their COVID-19 vaccines as they personally could be, should be, based on when they got their last vaccine. So importantly, right now, we're pivoting our language. We really want to make sure people are up to date. That means if you recently got your second dose, you're not eligible for a booster, you're up to date. If you are eligible for a booster and you haven't gotten it, you're not up to date and you need to get your booster in order to be up to date.
So there
it is. Oh my God. So yesterday's conspiracy theory is today's news, right? And then meanwhile in the UK, they're like, woo! You know what I mean? They're just like, they're letting go of all their rules schmools, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, and in America, look at what we're doing. How embarrassing. Like, who are we?
Well, that's true. But I also because the UK, they are lifting their restrictions. But also, what was it? Northampton University? I can't remember. There's a UK university that is now putting trigger warnings on 1984 because it could be potentially offensive to people. Can you imagine the irony of that? They're putting trigger warnings on the very book that predicted a crazy draconian world where there's trigger warnings on shit.
I mean, I hear you. I totally hear you. But still, I mean, but can you see like some of the, I mean, but they're them and we're us. We're supposed to be, we're like, they're doing things that we should have, like, there should be no question that we should have done that before they did. There's no question. Like, what is it? What the hell's even happening? It's just, I don't recognize our country. And there are times where I look around and I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And it's because people are just so, they're so willing to, you know, a lot of it is, I want to travel and I want to do this and I want to do that. And so I'm willing to give up my freedom so I can, you know, get a selfie in Mexico, you know? You know what I mean? It's like, stop it.
It is time for us to remind everybody about our BFFs at MyPillow. If you guys have not gotten your squeezy kitten fur technology slippers or moccasins yet, what are you doing? Don't you want your feet to be squeezed in like furry kitten love?
Yeah, it's true. They do love them. They love them all up in there. They do. It's no kittens were harmed. No kittens were harmed. In the making of the technology. It's true. We know this firsthand.
It's true. No kittens were harmed, but it is squeezy kitten fur technology that makes the slippers and moccasins so different and so amazing. And by the way, if you are the kind of person like my kid who wants to wear moccasins outdoors, these have the soles for that. They have the amazing outdoor soles. Inside or outside, your feet are going to be nice and toasty. And it's 40% off those right now. 40% off.
I need a mattress topper on this like horrible, horrible mattress I got back here.
No, you don't. Because you're going to move. You're going to move. Well, you could put a mattress topper for your guests. You probably should do that.
So over this place, you guys. I'm so over it. I'm not going to make it. I'm just so I need
something. Because if I visit and I stay in the cabin, I demand a mattress topper.
That's true.
I demand it.
You do. The princess is going to come visit. She's going to need it.
You guys go to mypillow.com/chicks. Get your 40% off the slippers or mocks, 50% off mattress toppers. Use code chicks at checkout. You'll get discounts on absolutely everything. Okay, a couple of more COVID-related type of thingamajiggies to share with you first. If you didn't see Bill Maher this weekend, and you probably didn't because why would you?
So great.
But every now and then, as we like to point out, he is normal and has rational thoughts. I mean, they get twisted in the middle of all of his crazy liberalism sometimes, but every now and then we got to give him the kudos for having on really thoughtful guests. who end up saying things that he actually agrees with. We have a perfect example with Barry Weiss, who is now a Substack journalist. You may remember her from such things as leaving the New York Times because she was so irritated about the way that they were going so liberal. And so she basically is all of us in this clip about just being sick and tired and over COVID. Take a listen to this.
I'm done.
With this question?
No, I'm done with COVID. Oh, I'm done. It's like I went so hard on COVID.
I remember.
Sprayed the Pringles cans that I bought at the grocery store, stripped my clothes off because I thought COVID would be on my clothes. Like, I did it all. I watched Tiger King. I got to the end of Spotify. We all did it, right?
And no, we didn't all do it.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of us did do it. And then we were told, you get the vaccine. You get the vaccine and you get back to normal. And we haven't gotten back to normal. And it's ridiculous at this point. I know that so many of my liberal and progressive friends are with me on this, and they do not want to say it out loud because they are scared to be called anti-vax or to be called science denial or to be, you know, smeared as a Trumper. I'm sorry, if you believe the science, you will look at the data that we did not have 2 years ago, and you will find out that cloth masks do not do anything. You will realize that you can show your vaccine passport at a restaurant and still be asymptomatic and carrying Omicron. And you will realize, most importantly, that this is going to be remembered by the younger generation as a catastrophic moral crime. Flint, Michigan, which is 80%, I think, minority students, has just indefinite virtual schooling. In the past 2 years, we've seen among young girls a 51% increase in self-harm. People are killing themselves. They are anxious. They are depressed. They are lonely. That is why we need to end it more than any inconvenience that it's been to the rest of us. I think it's a pandemic. It's like at this point, it's a pandemic of bureaucracy. It's a pandemic.
That's amazing. The applause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't believe that too. That people were actually applauding her in a totally liberal audience. But it is a pandemic of bureaucracy. And the fact that they were like, oh yeah, oh my God. It's like, what the hell is going on? If you think that, then act that way. If you think that, then freaking end it. End it. For crying out loud. I'm so sick of this crap. It's like, and the fact that she's saying that it's a catastrophic moral crime against our children. She is 150% correct. So correct. We are destroying our children with this, destroying them. I mean, I can't imagine what it's going to be like when my daughter is, she's 11, when she's 25, 30, looking back on this time, what are those kids going to think about this? What are they going to say about their parents and how they acted during this time? I think about that all the time. What is she going to say about me? What is it like? I think about that every day during this time, during the past 2 years. How have I conducted myself during this time? Am I on the wrong side of history or am I on the right side of history? I think about her every day during this time.
Well, you're on the right side because you're on the side of freedom. And that is what America is all about. So you can't even question that for a second.
But I will tell you that there are times, like we were in the car the other day and she said to me, man, I'd really like to go on vacation. And there are a lot of my friends that go outside of the, like my friend went to the Dominican Republic and my other friend went here, there. And I'm like, we're not going to go, hon. We're just not going to go. We're going to wait. We just can't do that. And she's like, well, I mean, that would be really cool to be able to go to those places. And I'm like, sorry, we're not doing that. And I have my reasons. You know what my reasons are. And so we're not doing that until, you know, well, you know why. And so it's not going to happen until I know certain things are okay. And so I'm sure right now she doesn't get it, but hopefully she'll get it when she's 25 and 30 years old, that there are decisions that I made, we made for her that were the right decisions, you know, and hopefully things will get back to normal, but it's not until adults start acting like normal human beings, you know?
The saddest thing that I saw, and I just saw it this morning because I saw it on Twitter, was a page out of a second grade yearbook in Oregon. Every kid has a mask on. Every kid in the yearbook, in their yearbook photo is masked. And I was like, what in the literal F are we doing?
Right.
This is fucking crazy. Not even just for a photo. They can't take their masks down. I was I could not believe what I was seeing.
It's adults. Shame on us as adults. Shame on the adults. And I will tell her, I'm like, it's, you know, adults are dumb right now. Dumb. And I apologize for our generation, that her generation is having to deal with from the stupidity of our generation. It is a catastrophic moral crime. And they're gonna understand it one day. They are gonna understand it. And how are adults gonna be able to deal with them, looking at them going, what the hell did you guys do to us? What were you thinking, you idiots?
Well, yesterday, in a show of hope and optimism, like 35,000 people gathered in DC to fight mandates. And so they had a bunch of speakers. They had Robert Kennedy, they had Robert Malone, they had Lara Logan, they had a whole bunch of speakers. And it was so well attended, and everybody there was fighting for the same cause. Plenty of people there were vaxxed, but they just are anti-mandate. And so, that's so many people. And I saw that there was a clip of speaking of optimism, I saw Dr. Robert Malone had an appearance on Tucker this past Friday night, I think. And he's somebody that talks about how brutal it is. The reaction that we've had to COVID has been so awful, but he does have like some hopefulness and some optimism that I thought it would be good to share, even as he talks about like how bad everything sucks. So here that is.
Does it shock you that so many physicians and scientists who know better have refused to stand up and state the obvious, this is unethical, and have instead become PR agents for Pfizer? How distressing is that?
Shocked, I guess. The damage to our entire medical system, as well as HHS credibility, is profound. And yes, I think that there is going to have to be a reckoning.
Yeah, it makes me so sad. It was one of the best things we had, was our medical care. Dr. Robert Mullen, thanks for
joining us. I'd like to close on something, if I can just get a moment. I've just come back from Europe. The Europeans, people still look to America for leadership. Americans are good. We will get through this.
Amen.
People still look for the shining city on the hill. They still look for Camelot, and we can become that Camelot, that shining city again. We can recover from this. We are a good people, and we will recover from this.
Bless you for saying that. Dr. Arbelin, author of a new book, Lies My Government Told Me, out soon.
Anyway, I just love that, because I was like, okay, well, he knows better than anyone like how awful this has been managed. And so for him to still have that sort of hope and optimism just made me have it. And so I wanted to make sure everybody had that too.
I get that. Well, I get that read from him. Like when he was on Rogan too, he has that, like that positive warmth to him. He doesn't seem like a negative guy to me. And I dig that about him. I like that. Well, I mean, I like people like that. Obviously we're best friends, but I mean, it's like there's a warmth to him that is very endearing, you know? And so he doesn't seem vindictive. He's not trying to take the system down or anything. I mean, that's why I trust him. That's why I do, because he just has that quality about him where he's just like, listen, I'm not taking money from anybody. I'm just telling you, this is what's happening, you know? So take it for what it is, y'all.
Yeah.
He seems like a decent guy.
There is a story that caught your attention yesterday about the state of Indiana and a new Senate bill that is up for review. And that is that the Republican Senate here in Indiana. Republican Senate, co-authored by two Republicans and one Democrat. They want their bill would authorize in-state tuition for undocumented college kids. And so that's awful as it is. But what's really awful is that there are only three states that don't do this already. So Indiana is one of the remaining three that was like, we're not going to allow undocumented college kids to get in-state tuition. Now, if this passes, there will be only two states that do that. And then there are two states, South Carolina is one of them, I forget the other, that don't allow undocumented kids to even go to state schools. So, but that's a very, like when you think about 50 states and you think about how there's that few that actually think, why should taxpayers have to foot the bill for undocumented students? How is this a thing?
It's like so many people don't know this. So many people don't realize that this is already happening, right? Like this is we're paying for this. How freaking unfair is this? I mean, it's like it makes my blood boil, you guys. I mean, we have worked our asses off, my husband and I, to put two kids through school, and then we got a third one to put through school. I mean, there are times where I've worked what, 2-3 jobs just to do that, make sure that kids get through school. And then what? So undocumented kids can just come in and be like, I mean, that article was infuriating. The one that I sent to you, because some of the lines in there, like the kids that come in, like just the lines in there. I wish I had it in front of me.
I know which one is making you crazy. So there's a first generation chick at Vincennes, and she says that paying out of state tuition has been really hard, you guys. It's been really hard. Here's what she said. It's a lot of stress. I found myself working full-time, going to school full-time, and I didn't have any time for myself or my family and my friends.
Oh, you didn't? Bite me. You know what? when I got my master's degree, I didn't have any time to like take a, oh God. I worked full-time. I worked like 50 hours a week. Plus I went and got my master's degree. I paid for it all myself. I had to take semesters off just to raise the money to go back. It took me like 3.5 years to get my master's degree. Like, people do that, lady. Like, and nobody paid. I swear to God, like, I just, like, these people are so ungrateful. They just are like, gimme, 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 gimme. And you know what? Because we do it. And I have to pay for that? I have to pay for her degree? Like, in addition to my own kids?
I have it printed out, but if you just Google State Senate Bill 138, you'll see a bunch of stuff about it.
It's infuriating. And the thing that pisses me, these are Republicans. These are conservatives.
Here in Indiana, Republicans are Democrats. That's just how it is now. I mean, that's just how it is.
Get them out of there, y'all. Get them out. Vote these people out. Like, it's get them out.
It's awful.
Guys, it's Monday. It's going to be a beautiful day. Yay. Beautiful, beautiful day. Listen, we all have to go to work so we can pay for undocumented citizens. I'm sorry. So we can pay for illegals to go to college. Yay. Everybody bring it in. Yay. Everybody bring it in. Everybody bring it in. Yay. Gotta pay for illegals college. Everybody have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you give power to the federal government, you never get it back. I'm Sarah Carter on The Latest Sarah Carter Show. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich joins me to discuss his battles with the Biden administration over COVID funding and his fight to keep Washington from taking away the constitutional power of the states. I'll also address Biden's disastrous press conference and much more. Follow The Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.